This is about practicality. You could be listening to me and being like, yeah, okay, I'm ready, but damn it, I have $87,000 in debt, right? Cool. So my big thing is like, work your job that pays you. This is where nobody talks about this shit. Everyone's like, Gary, okay, I'm $50,000 in debt. I got you on the side hustle thing. I'm even committed to starting my podcast or my content about my t-shirt business from 7 p.m. to 11 at night. I'm willing to put in that work, but I can't get caught up. And I'm like, well, tell me about your expenses. My friends, you want to talk about something that has completely become something nobody talks about? Nobody talks about saving money. Like, it's just not a conversation. Like, there's a very easy way to do this. If you make $49,000 a year, live as if you're making $27,000. Everybody lives over what they make. No wonder you can't save money. Your apartment's too nice. Of course you can't save money. Your car is too fancy. Of course you can't save. You're buying clothes you can't afford. There are motherfuckers that complain to me. And this is where I'm, listen, if you're DMing me or emailing me, know that I don't fucking fool around. When you DM me and say, eh? I can't. The first thing I do is go to your account. Don't let me hear that you're broke as fuck. And the first fucking story I click on, you're drinking a $7 fucking coffee. If you're broke, you're not allowed to take Uber. Take the bus, dick. We need to start saving money to get a, are you in a shit spot? Are you in debt? You don't like it? There's gonna be no fast track to $1 million that's gonna fix that. It's gonna be taking a step back and drinking a whole lot of humility, not a fucking French latte. I don't get it. People are always like, Gary, your story about you building your dad's business, that's not true. Like, you fucking, like, that can't be true. You had money to invest in Twitter and all that shit. I know your story, I'm like, okay, right. Because when I made $53,000 a year, I had a $2,000 a month apartment. Then I moved down to a $1,400 one because I wanted to save more money. And I bought nothing for a decade. I went out zero times. I bought no clothes. I wore liquor t-shirts to fucking work. I fucking spent no money. Not super complicated. How many people here are immigrants or the children of immigrants? Raise your hands. Raise them high. How many people are the children of? Keep your hands up. And how many are the actual immigrants? Awesome. Immigrants have this shit figured out. Immigrants come here, they work, and they fucking save money. I went on 1.5 fucking vacations my entire childhood. We went to Orlando. We stayed in the fucking Holiday Inn, and my mom ate like one sandwich in the week. Immigrant shit. Everybody cries about immigrants. They don't spend money on dumb shit, motherfucker. Try it. Save money and then do your thing. It's about patience. Where everybody gets caught up, now they're sitting. Somebody's sitting here. Sally's sitting here. She's 39. She's like, okay, this makes fucking sense. And then she's like, but fuck. And she's like, it's gonna take too long. And I'm like, Sally, you're 39. Do you want to be miserable as shit for the next 60 years? Or do you want to have some grinding years for the next 7 and be 46 and young as shit and start the process of actually being happy? People's complete inability to take one step backwards, to take 2 steps forward, is destroying people. Do you know how many people here own their home? Do you know how many of those people should sell it? I'm being serious. Do you know how many people have no liquid cash? Their home is their drain, and what they should do is sell the home and either buy a smaller one or rent to give themselves liquid to be able to go on the offense. But their home, which, oh, by the way, has 4 too many rooms. Not like, do you know how few people have a home that actually fits their actual reality? People have homes with 4 extra rooms or live in a town that makes it look better for them. Man, there's so many fucking fucked up moves out here, my friends. I haven't even started. And I'm just like, geez, so many things. And by the way, it all goes back to what I started with. Everything good that happened to me is because of my inability to hear you cheering or to hear you booing. You just don't know me, and I don't know you. And I don't fully know my mom, and she doesn't fully know me. I'm being serious. We all know this. Only you know you. So why are you letting somebody else's judgment dictate your behavior? It's true. Because really, I am a complete byproduct of somebody who lives in the clouds and plays in the dirt. And in the analogy I started this with, which is the middle sucks, I genuinely watch people play in the middle. They don't fully have a strategy, or when I say strategy, they lack self-awareness of who they actually are. They're deeply dependent on other people's judgment. There's a whole lot of hopes and wants versus realities. And they're just genuinely not structured to be happy because of the circumstances of DNA, parenting, environment. And that's the clouds. It's just so fun to live a life where you're not worried about other people's opinions, when you're not dwelling on the past, when you lack the ability to expect things from others, because what it leads to is just a whole lot of happiness. It also leads to all the stuff I talk about. When you genuinely are happy about your process, you're really enjoying what you do, you've really tuned out both the cheering and the booing, all of a sudden, so much good behavior comes from that. You don't buy dumb shit to impress people because you're not worried if they're impressed or they're not. You do make content or start things because if it fails, you're not worried about them booing you. You're not worried about the judgment. It's just such an interesting place, and I will probably spend the majority of my next 60 years trying to get to a place where I figure out different ways how to communicate this clouds thing, because it's extremely obvious to me that my mentality, the way I was raised, the serendipity, and this is completely driven by gratitude. I get to stand up here because of the luck of the moment that my parents decided to have sex, right? Because this is a DNA thing. I mean that. I genuinely mean it. Like my perspective on life, my complete and utter obsession with not having any expectations from any other human being, having no expectations, having zero entitlement, genuinely not thinking I deserve anything, still being in a place where, and I was at the airport just now, I took like 7 selfies before I boarded it, some guy slides in, I saw him watching the whole time, slides in, he's like, you ever tired of them? Like, never, never. How in the world can a human being be tired of admiration? Like, it's too humbling. I live a life where people think it's cool to take a picture with me. That's ludicrous. That's incredible. I will never figure out how not to lean into my humility. But that humility comes from a mindset that starts with deep self-esteem and deep understanding that other people's judgments actually have zero impact on your life. And I get to be the byproduct of tremendous parenting to have that mindset. Not everybody had that. My father didn't. I know how my grandmother raised him, and I watch how his actions go based on that. So I stand here, Orlando, today with deep gratitude for the way I was built. When I hear the accolades, when those cheers come, it's so easy for me to default into your cheering me as a byproduct of a whole lot of great circumstances, a whole lot of good parenting, which doesn't allow me to get high or ever have an ego of not the humility. I'm the byproduct. I am desperate to figure out how to put sentences together to get you to understand how much that's the game. The reason I'm not interested in talking about becoming a millionaire is because I know thousands of millionaires who are miserable as fuck. What I'm interested in is trying to figure out how to get you to understand why it's so fun for me to play in the dirt. What I'm interested in is, why does this work for me? Why did it work for me? Why does it work for other people that I see? Right. Because most people have no interest in putting in the deeply, deeply deep hours of work required to actually be successful. Let me save you a whole lot of time. There is no shortcut or system or program or magic formula. If you want to build something that's meaningful and sustain it, it takes an obnoxious amount of hard work. In perpetuity, forever, bleeding out of your fucking mouth. That's just the truth. You know, are there maneuvers that borderline are illegal or at best wildly unethical that lead to short-term cash? Yes. Do 98% of those people end up losing that money or going into a very dark mental place? Yes. And if you're interested in that, that's awesome. Do you? I don't give a fuck. You're not my sister. You know, you're not my kids. I don't care. What I care about is being historically correct selfishly. And what I know is the following. We live in a time that is so opportunistic, it's wildly uncomfortable. How many people here are over the age of 40? Raise your hand. So for the people that have their hands up, we are fortunate to have the context of understanding a world pre-internet at scale that, how many people under the age of 30? Raise your hands. You characters. First of all, in my opinion, deeply the most interesting and best generation. I hate watching old people fucking shit on you. I mean that. On the flip side, you have the unfortunate nature of what you don't control, which is you've never really been punched in the mouth because the economy's been too good since you've been a grown-up. So you're fucking delusional.